Good morning, everyone. Warm welcome to the service today. And
if you're visiting with us, it's good to see you. If you're able to stay, please do so. There's tea and there's coffee and there's cakes and things at the end of the service. It'd be good to get the chance to meet together and to have fellowship together. One or two intimations. I'm not going to go through the whole list this morning, but you've had them on the screen before the service began. Just to say that the services today, we've got the 6 p.m. service tonight, which is the carol service, readings and carols. So that's 6 till about 7, and be encouraged to come to that. And then at 11:30 tonight, we've got the watch night service, mince pies, mulled apple juice, tea, coffee will be served from 11 o'clock. Come in. There are some seats down this way. It's good to see you all. There's still plenty of room in the inn. So services today, the 6 p.m. Carol service, lessons and carols. 11:30, we've got the watch night service that will take us through into Christmas morning. There'll be tea and coffee from 11 o'clock, so we'll have our tea and our things before the service begins. A list of things here which you have had the chance to read through before the service began, but just to say, Road to Recovery will still be on Tuesday. There's a lot of things that are off over the next couple of weeks. This is a hard time for those who battle with addiction, so Road to Recovery will be on this Tuesday and the week after as well, so please note that and pray for that. I hope to be on holiday from tomorrow morning, Christmas Day, for a couple of weeks, and if there are any pastoral issues, speak to one of the elders, and Ian McCritchie from Graver is on standby for anything. These, I think, are all intimations I need to highlight just now. The rest you've had the chance to read through. But we'll begin this time of worship. We'll sing to God's praise. We'll sing from Mission Praise 211, and the words will be on the screen. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Thank you.
Let's close our eyes, let's bow our heads, and let's speak to God in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this special day, a day that is your day, your gift to us. It's the Lord's Day, the day that we remember that Jesus not only died, but he rose from the dead, and he lives forever. And we thank you also that this is Christmas Eve. This is the day before the day that we remember that Jesus came into this world to be born. And we thank you for how amazing that is, that God the Son came into this world and was in the womb of Mary and was in a manger in Bethlehem. The Word of God became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We thank you, Lord, for how amazing that is. And we pray that we would never lose that sense of wonder. We pray that you would help us to think a lot about what that means over these next few days. We know that the next few days is busy with lots of different things happening. But we pray that we would take time and that we would be still and that we would think about how much you loved us. Father, that you sent your Son into this world to be the Savior of sinners. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you did for us, for the life that you lived in our place, the life that we could never live, a life that was without sin. And we thank you for the death that you died, Lord Jesus, on the cross to take away our sin. And we thank you that you rose from the dead, that you are alive in heaven, that you take our prayers, even our prayers that we can't put together very well, and you bring them perfectly to your Father. And we thank you that you have promised that you are with us in the power of the Holy Spirit today and to the very end of time. So we thank you for the Christmas story. We thank you for the message of Christ being born into this world. And we ask, Lord, that each one of us would be given the faith to believe that and to trust in Jesus. We pray that you would take away our sin. We pray that you would be born in us today as we sing in the carol. We pray that we would receive that life that is full and that life that is joyful. We pray that we would receive that peace that only Jesus can give, and that we would taste the beginning of what we enjoy forever, that everlasting life that only Jesus can give. So bless us, Lord, we pray. Help us as we read and as we think about the Christmas story this morning to be able to concentrate and to be able to understand and to believe. And we pray that you would be with those who are struggling today. We pray for those who battle with addictions at this time of year, who find it hard not to drink. And we ask, Lord, that you would help them. And even for those who may be struggling today and feel hopeless, we ask that you would cause them to look to you and to find hope in Jesus. We pray for those who are sad, those who at this time of year always remember those who are no longer with them. And we pray that you would give comfort and that you would help them to know that you are with them. We pray, Lord, for those who struggle with anxieties and worries. And we ask, Lord, that you would help them, that they and that we would be able to cast all our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us. We pray for those who are sick, that you would lay your hands of healing upon them, and that you would help them. We thank you for answered prayer as well, and for those who have become much better over the last few weeks as we've been praying for them. We pray on for Mary Morrison, Mary Latham. We thank you that she's been well enough to go over to Ireland for Christmas with Connor. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless her and that you would make her stronger. We thank you for Nurse Margaret at home in Scalpie, and even watching this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would increase her strength. We thank you that she's able to come home. We pray for Shona as well. And we ask, Lord, that you would be near to her. We thank you that you are a God who hears our prayers and who answers our prayers. And we praise you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you are doing. So hear our prayers. Go before us, we ask. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Boys and girls, it's good to see you all here today. And today is a family service, so it's a service where I'm really going to speak to yourselves and I'll try not to ignore everybody else, but it's mainly yourselves that I'll be speaking to this morning. So, what we're looking at today is we're looking at some verses from Matthew chapter 2, and I'm not going to read out the verses. You're going to take turns to read out the verses, and the first reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And you'll need a big, loud voice. So who's got that reading? I never took a note of who the readers are. So Michael, out you come forward, and if you could read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. You can read it just there.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born in the King of Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Good job, Michael. Thank you very much. Thank you. You can keep that as a souvenir for the day. So we had a good reading there. And we read there in that first reading about a star. At Christmas time, we see lots of stars, don't we? Where do we see stars at Christmas time? Johnny? Sorry? On the top of a Christmas tree, yeah? We see stars. Have you got a star on the top of your Christmas tree? Good job, yeah? Where else do we see stars? We see them all over the place, don't we? I think, am I right in saying, Cammy, at the top of the fire station? It's a big star. And in the window of the church, as you're passing, there's the lights on inside, and you can see the big poster, and there's the big star at the top. Even here on the table today, there's a big star. And way back, 2023 years ago, there was a star in the sky. Was it in the east or was it in the west? Remember? It says there that Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." So what kind of a star do you think this was? What made this star special? We don't really know. Maybe it was moving super fast. Maybe it was super bright. Maybe it was a super rare a star. We don't know, but it was a special kind of a star. And there were these people, and they were called Magi. We're not quite sure how to pronounce it. It could be Magi. It could be Magi. I'm not sure. But they were wise men, and they studied the stars. They were like the brain boxes of that day. They were like the professors and the scientists, and they would study the stars. And they saw the star in the sky, and they knew that it was a special kind of a star. So what did they do? What did they do? What did they decide to do when they saw the star in the sky? Shawnee? They followed the star. That's right. And where did the star lead them to? Emily? It led them to Jesus. That's right, it led them to Jesus. It makes sense, doesn't it? Who put the stars in the sky? Who made the stars? Shawnee? You're the only one who's working today. Down here, everybody speaks. Put you just a few yards away and you won't speak at all. Apart from Shawnee, our man. What was the question again? Who made the stars? Thank you. And who made the stars? God made the stars. So it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? That the God who made the stars, the God who put the stars in the sky, he used the stars to point the wise men to Jesus. As God the Son was born, the stars in the sky, and this star in particular, were telling people where they could find Jesus. So that's the first part of the story. Wise men, brain boxers. studying charts and studying the sky and seeing this special star. And they follow the star, and the star leads them to Jesus. Boys and girls, just along the road, past the surgery, along the road a wee bit, not on the same side of the road as the school, but opposite the school, what do you see? Michael? The soft play. What's it called? What's it called? Shawnee? Come here and say that, please. Come up here and say that. I meant to check to see with somebody how you pronounce that, but I wasn't quite sure. So let's get an expert. And also, the whole church can see the beauty of that jumper as well. Thank you very much, Shawnee. What's it called?
Runakanaka.
And what does that mean?
Young stars.
Young stars. Thank you. You can sit back down now. So it means young stars. I don't know who came up with that name, but it's a good name, isn't it? I think it would be good, boys and girls, if you were all young stars. And not the kind of stars that say, I want everybody to look at me. Sometimes you hear people on TV and they've been interviewed and they say, I want to be a star. I want everybody to look at me. I want my name in lights. I want everyone to be looking at me. The star in the sky that we're talking about in the Christmas story, it didn't say, look at me, did it? What did the star say? It said, look at who? Lois, look at Jesus. So you young stars have a job to do. If you're trusting in Jesus, and I hope you're trusting in Jesus, you can be like the star in the sky and point people to Jesus. Because there's lots of people in Tarbert, there's lots of people that we see in our work, and they don't know about Jesus. They don't know why he came. They don't know who he is. And you can be like young stars who point people to Jesus, who tell people where they can find Jesus. We'll sing now, and we'll sing two praises. First of all, we're going to sing from Psalm 8, the first four verses of Psalm 8. And that's a psalm that speaks about the fact that God made the stars. He put the stars in the sky. And then we're going to sing a carol, Mission Praise 597, Silent Night. So we'll first of all stand and sing Psalm 8, and then we'll sit down and we'll sing Silent Night.
Thy glory far
sit now. We were just singing about how kind God is to us, how good God is to us, and the God who put the stars in the sky. Now we're going to sing about when Jesus came into the world. 597 Mission Praise, Silent Night. So boys and girls, the star. And the star led the wise men to Jesus. And the second thing that we'll see is the wise men, they search for Jesus. And so can you imagine the wise men, the Magi, and they're on this search. Can you imagine how excited they were? They've seen this star in the sky that they've never seen anything like it before. And imagine how excited these star guys, these brain boxes were, talking about the star. And so they plan this trip and they head off. They follow the star as they search for Jesus. We can only imagine how excited they were. Was everybody excited about the coming of Jesus? Do you think? Was there anybody that was a bit grumpy about the news of this new king that was going to be born? Let's find out. Who's got reading number three? Reading number two, sorry. Miriam.
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
Okay. You can stay out for a wee second, can't you? So, the wise men, can you imagine how excited they were? Pretty excited. And then the news gets into Jerusalem, and it gets to the king, and the king's name was... What's the king's name? Are you listening to Miriam's reading? King? Christy? King? King Herod. And Herod was delighted when he got the news, was he? What does it say? Tell us again. He was
disturbed.
He was disturbed. And all Jerusalem with him. Thanks, Miriam. Why do you think Herod was so grumpy? Why do you think he was disturbed? Why do you think that he was not very happy about this news about Jesus coming? Lois? Because he was the king. Herod said, I'm the king here. No other kings in this place. And so when he hears the news about this king that was born, for him, it disturbed him. He said, this is bad news. And he wasn't happy. He had a grumpy face on. Grumpy King Herod. He wanted to be the king. He wanted to be the boss. You know, there's still a lot of people like that. They don't want Jesus to be the king. Because Jesus wants to save us from our sins and be our savior. But he also wants to be our Lord and our King. There's some people who say, I like the sound of a Savior. I like the sound of somebody who might take me to heaven and take my sins away. But I don't want a King. I don't want a boss. I want to be the King. I want to be the boss. I want to be the Lord of my life. And so they pushed Jesus away. That's what Herod was doing. To the wise men, they're excited. They've got smiley faces on. Grumpy King Herod has got a very different plan. But the trouble with the wise men is they didn't know exactly where to find Jesus. They're following the star, but they don't know exactly where to find Jesus. And the answer wasn't in the stars. Where do you think they were going to find the answer about where they would find Jesus? Where did they need to look? Was it in the stars? No. Let's find out. Who's got the next reading? Reading number 3. Ailey?
That's
Herod, and he wants to know the answer too.
When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
Thank you, Ailey. So Herod, he wants to know exactly where this king will be born as well. The wise men, they want to know because they want to worship him. Herod wants to know. He's got a very different plan. And so he says, where will we find out exactly where this king's born? And they can't find the answer in the stars. So he gets the people all around him who know the most about the Bible. And the answer to where Jesus was to be born was found in the Bible. And boys and girls, today, if you want to know where to find Jesus, if you want to know how we can see Jesus and how we can hear what Jesus has to say to us, the place that we look is not the stars in the sky. We don't look inside ourselves. We open up the Bible. And that's where we find out the truth about Jesus. To the wise men, they open God's word, they follow the star, and 6 miles down the road from Jerusalem, in a place called Bethlehem, let's hear what happens next. Who's got the next reading? You did well, Lachlan.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
So, thank you, Miriam. Not Miriam, Emily. So the wise men, they follow the star, they get as far as Jerusalem, and then they ask people to open the Bible, and they find out that the place that the king of the Jews would be born was not Jerusalem, but it was going to be in where was the place called again? Little town of Bethlehem, yeah? And then they go to Bethlehem. They go to the place where the child was, and they find Jesus. Now, Herod's not happy about any of this. He tries to trick them. That's verses 7 and 8. I'm not going to go there today. But God is much more clever than Herod. And we see that in verse 12. But what do you think the wise men teach us? What lessons do the wise men teach us? Michael, what do you think? I think they teach us to search for Jesus, don't they? They search and they search and they search and they search until they find Jesus. And we are to do the same. We're to search for Jesus. And we're promised in the Bible that if we search for Jesus, we'll find him. He says, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. The lesson of Christmas actually is that the God who loves us, he came searching for us. He's looking for us. And if we come to him, he'll never push us away, but he'll receive us. And the wise men discover that, and we'll come to that in just a second. But we're going to sing two more carols now. Well, you're going to sing the first one, and then we'll sing the second one together. So first of all, you're going to come out and you're going to sing a carol a long time ago in a faraway land, and then the second carol we'll sing together, and that's We Three Kings. Doesn't say there was three kings in the Bible, but let's not worry about that today. So, boys and girls, if you want to come forward, and if you could sing this carol for us. And let's hear you nice and loud. I don't want to have to sing and help you. That was excellent. Thank you, boys and girls. Now, it was a carol that was written by a girl from Stornoway, Eleanor, a friend of ours, and it's a lovely carol. We're going to sing the next praise now, and that's Mission Praise 740, and we'll stand to sing this one, We Three Kings of Orient Are.
Thank you.
You're listening really well, boys and girls. So one last point. So remember, the star leads to Jesus. And the lesson for us is that we are to be like young stars. Some of us, not so young stars, but we should lead people to Jesus. And then we see the wise men searching for Jesus. And that's what we should be doing, whether we're young or whether we're older. Some of us are searching for money. Some of us are searching for approval. All of us should be searching for Jesus, because he's the one who we will find when we search for him with all our hearts. And the last thing to look at today is the wise men. They worship Jesus. Jesus is worthy of your worship. And the wise men worship Jesus. Boys and girls, how long do you think it took the wise men to get from their home to Bethlehem? Any guesses? It's like one of these trivia questions that it's quite hard to answer. Michael?
2 months and 15 days.
2 months and 15 days. So, what months in particular, just so we get the number of days written, that's okay. 2 months and 15 days. 2.5 months. It's a good guess. Not as long as that, I don't think. What do you think? Anybody else? Shawnee, it's got to be you.
A month?
Yeah, it's probably closer to that. The scholars think that the wise men, we don't know this for sure. We know that they came from the east. And the scholars think that they probably came from Iraq. Iraq or Iran. And so they traveled all the way from Iraq or Iran to Bethlehem. The journey was about 800 miles. And if you were a super fast hiker like Duncan, don't ever go for a walk with Duncan, it's absolute misery. But if you were a super fast hiker like Duncan, that would take about 32 days, about a month. If you were somebody like me, it would take probably more like 50 days. And if they were going in camels, they probably went even slower than that. So we don't know exactly how long it took, but it was a long time. They spent a long time searching for Jesus. And you'd expect when they arrived at Bethlehem, after all that time, for walking for all these days, actually months, you'd expect them to be super tired, wouldn't you? A bit grumpy. You ever been on a long walk? By the time you get home, how grumpy are you? You'd expect them to be grumpy, but let's find out how they were. Who's got the next reading? That's verses 10 and 11. John Roddy. So this is about the wise men, when they saw the star and when they got to the place that Jesus was.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
They were what?
Overjoyed.
They were what?
Overjoyed.
They were overjoyed. Show us on your face just what it was like. They were
overjoyed.
Overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. And then they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Brilliant. Thank you. So how did they feel, John Roddy, when they, after that long journey, all that time, all that energy, sore feet, grumpy camels, how did they feel when they saw Jesus?
Overjoyed.
Overjoyed. Thank you. You can sit down. Their hearts were filled up to overflowing with joy. And you know, there are some people, and they think, if I become a Christian, if I worship Jesus, my life will become so boring. And I'll be so grumpy and I'll be so sad. So I'm not going to become a Christian yet. That's for old people. That's what some people think. And the wise men show us that the opposite is true. When we trust Jesus, when we worship Jesus, he gives us joy. And it's a joy that overflows. And it's a joy that we can't find any other place. It's
probably people this morning who are waking up, and last night they were chasing joy. Maybe even last night they thought they'd found joy. But they're waking up this morning and their heads are thumping. And the joy is gone. Only Jesus, only worshipping Jesus, can give us the joy that satisfies us. So the wise men, they come, they come to the place where Jesus is, they worship him, their hearts are bursting, overflowing with joy. And then they, what did they do next? What did they do after, it says that they were overjoyed, and then what happened next? What did they do? John Roddy, you've got the text in front of you. What does it say there? After their hearts were overjoyed, what was it that they did? So they gave him gifts. Now, I was given a gift. I think it was yesterday. Is Russell here? Oh, he is there. Over there. I was given a gift yesterday. Russell came up to the house especially. He was very touched to give me a gift. And I'd spoken last week about Golf GTIs Mark II, 16 valves, oak greens, and how beautiful they were, how much I would love to get that kind of thing as a gift for Christmas. I wasn't quite expecting to receive a gift, but it is an oak green, it's actually a Mark I Golf GTI. I didn't think it was possible for me to get a car that's actually smaller than the car that I have to drive day by day, but thanks, Russell, you've managed to source it. It's a thoughtful gift. Now, the gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus, they were thoughtful gifts. They were gifts that said something about who Jesus was. What were the gifts? Can you remember? What's the first gift? Katie? There's three gifts. Give us one of them. Christy, you just said it. No, it's Ailey, sorry, you just said it. Gold. Gold was the first gift. And gold spoke about who Jesus was. And it spoke about the fact that Jesus, this child, he was the king. And so they brought gold, because gold is a gift for a king. What was the other gifts? Two more. Katie? Frankincense. So incense. And that was a gift that was used in worship. The priests used that gift as they were bringing their worship to God. And so that gift spoke about the fact that this child, Jesus, he was God. He was king and he was God. And the last gift, so we've got gold, we've got frankincense, and we've got one more. Gordon, Sean Easton, you're on a streak today. Myrrh. And myrrh was a gift that was used. Myrrh was used when people died. And so that gift of myrrh was pointing forward to the fact that this child that was born, he was born to die. Now, where would Jesus die? Because he wouldn't die as an old man, would he? Full of years. Jesus would die when he was 33. And where would he die? On a hill, on a cross. And why would he die? Why did Jesus go to the cross? What? To take away our sins. And why did he want to take away our sins? Michael? So we can be with him. And why does he want us to be with him? Johnny? Because he loves us. And that's the message that Christmas brings to us with great force. God loves us. He came to this world to be with us because he loves us. And he wants us to know him. He wants us to worship him. He wants us to receive the joy that we can get no other place. He wants us to have our sins forgiven. He wants us to have everlasting life. And he will give all that to us if we believe in Jesus, if we worship Jesus. What gift can we give Jesus? Because the wise men gave gold, incense, and myrrh. What can we give Jesus as a gift? Michael.
Our soul,
our hearts. We're going to sing in just a minute. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what can I give him? Give my heart. And the best thing that you and I can do this Christmas is give Jesus our hearts and ask him to be our King. And you're going to sing now another of the songs, Christ the King of Christmas. So why don't you come forward and we'll sing that. Well, you'll sing that carol, Christ the King of Christmas. And then after that, Cammy, I think, is going to lead us in a short word of prayer, please. Nice and loud. Lead us in prayer, please. Thank you, boys and girls.
Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you have called us this morning hour to gather together in your name to come into your presence. We thank you, Lord, for all that we said and done in your name. In your servant David preaching your word to the children singing songs with praise, Lord, to your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Shepherd. And Lord, as we remember this day that you have made, we also remember the eve of Christmas. We remember, as we so often say, the reason for the season is the Lord Jesus Christ, and one who was there before the beginning came into existence. He was there for eternity, will be there for eternity with you. For that short period, he came down from heaven to earth and took on flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, our God Emmanuel. And we thank you and we praise you. If we're in Christ this day, we can say there is no fear in death, and we can say thank you for all that you have done for us on that short time when you taught us, and then you taught us how to pray, and then you went to Calvary and died for us on that cross, and you rose again triumphantly from the grave.
So we thank you, we praise you. If we are in Christ this day, we pray that more people would come to see Jesus. Let us be like shining stars, Lord. Let us follow like the Magi did all those millennia ago. And we pray, Lord, we would indeed bow down and worship Jesus and give our hearts to Jesus this very day. Thank you for all you've done for us and forgive us for our sins. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. We're going to sing our last carol now, Mission Praise 337, In the Bleak Midwinter. And it's got that verse at the end about giving our hearts to Jesus. Just before we finish, just to let you know, I got a phone call from the Reverend Donald John Morrison this morning, Kailas, just to say that the Christmas service that was recorded at Avonsea Castle a couple of years back that some of the young ones were singing at is going to be broadcast tonight at 9 p.m. So he wanted us all to know that maybe we could tune in to that. Thank you, boys and girls, for listening so well, and I hope you have a great Christmas. We're going to just finish now with the prayer. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit be with us now, this Christmas time, and always. Amen.